Math is simple. 1 + 1 = 2. The Pope, in his visit in the United States, visiting the three capitals of the United States, first New York, the first capital, then Philadelphia, the second capital, Washington, D.C., the third capital, is said to be a pop star, a rock star. But that's not what he is about, and that's not what the church is here for, to create some kind of cult of personality. If you listen to his words, because they're simple, the appeal of his character is that he points towards Christ and speaks the truth of the gospel. And today, because we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross, and at the end we will bow to the cross, we need to know the simple math of the cross. And the math is this, that if you, one, are hurt or injured, and use revenge and anger and any kind of violence against the person who has hurt you. Now, I'm not talking about protecting yourself, whether verbally or physically, which we have to do. But I'm talking about deliberately seeking the pain and the hurt of another person. Then 1 + 1 will never equal 2. You will lose that second person. And when we stand before the Lord will ask that simple math and say, by the way, I had a son and a daughter who said something bad to you. Did you help them? And then God will say, perhaps you can't come in here alone. Where is your brother? And where is your sister? And that simple math in the book of Genesis, where Cain said about his brother Abel, am I my brother's keeper? Do I really care about him? Is he my problem? God will say yes. How does 1 + 1 = 2? When you are ready not to add flame to the fire of violence, anger, when you are ready to say, it is possible to stop evil at the door of my heart, then evil has nowhere to grow. Then that other person that hurt you has a possibility to unite themselves to you and to repent and to forgive themselves and ask forgiveness for you. Because often, in the whirlwind of violence and anger, people get swallowed up like a tornado, and they are led by the brush of facts and figures and words and memories that are very, very foggy. You know the joke that sometimes people argue and argue, and at the end of the argument they say, what are we arguing about? I don't know, I forgot, but I'm still mad at you. So we, as Christians, should remember that simple math of the cross. If you do not respond in anger or revenge, then there's a possibility for Christian math that you can somehow, at least spiritually, be united with the person who hurt you in Christ Jesus, and 1 + 1 = 2. And when you come to the gates of heaven, you will say, Lord Jesus, in my heart there was no place for anger, violence, or revenge. Because if we allow those things to happen, what is the difference between you and the person that hurt you? None. And when we become the things that we hate, how can we love ourselves? If you really hate what was done to you, do not repeat it to anyone else. Слава Ісусу Христу!